I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Stop taking selfies right now.
I'm not. I'm literally looking at the notes, but I had an itch on my face, so I like went to itch it with my shoulder, and it looked like
you're taking a selfie. I just want to let everyone know that we are live from the car.
We're live right now. We're at our like family lake house this weekend.
It's a bit of a cabin.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds.
It's a family function in the woods.
Honestly, we have not been here, at least our whole family. I think Anne Catherine and I came up a couple times on our own last summer, but my family hasn't been here in at least 3 years. But one of our cousins is getting married at a place across the lake, so we're staying here, and, you know...
And we're here.
I'm just not sure that I'm about to record a podcast episode in front of my grandma and my aunt. Like, it echoes in that house. The walls are way too thin.
We're like, talking about... The episode is how signs you've grown. There's no way I'm, like, getting into a whole episode publicly with the family.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm, like, squeaking in the chair right now. This is so silly.
So we're in the car.
Beep, beep.
But this episode is on how to know you've grown. What are the signs to know that you've grown? I was interested in thinking about it because it, like, made me really self-reflect on... How do I think I've actually grown? Like, what are those actual signs? Because I think the past year, probably, I think since getting back from Singapore last year till this, like, year and a half, it's been since then. Or actually, no, we've probably only been back for, like, about a year. I don't know. I've just felt a lot of growth in the past year.
I think
I've had, like, some different challenges thrown my way that I've had to grow in, like, different ways. But I also just think it was, like, definitely an age of self-growth, like... I don't know. It just felt like it. But I keep kind of telling myself that and feeling like I feel that. But I was like, okay, but what does that actually mean? Like, what are those signs that are making me feel like I've actually grown? So it was cool for me to look into, like, what actually does that mean to me? And I think that by going through this in ways that signs that we think we've noticed about how we've grown, as well as just, like, other signs in general, I think, one, it might make you realize, like, oh, that's actually really true for me. I didn't realize how much I've grown that now this is true for me too. Or just help you be aware of what those signs are in the future as you're on your own self-growth journey in any way.
We obviously have talked about growth a lot on the show. The show is, at the end of the day, to like facilitate growth and to help you guys grow and to be a part of that with you. I think that's the coolest thing, is that we've been doing this for 2 years almost. That's 2 years that we've been like hanging out with you guys and been a part of your lives. And growth happens regardless in that time frame. So I think it's so cool that we've gotten to be a part of your growth and help along the way, or just talk about things along the way.
Also, the way that I feel like we've grown through the show, it's forced us to like think about things and be really reflective and think about topics. If I went back and listened to some of our original episodes, I would probably not even recognize myself. I would be scared to do that, because I think in the past 2 years, we've changed so much too.
But throughout the 2 years, we've talked about growth in a lot of different ways. I think when you first get into this space or start listening to the show, you're very energized and like aware and actively seeking growth. It's an active thing. And if you've been in that space, you know, I don't really know how to explain the energy, but it's like almost too much energy. Like grow, 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 grow. It's like manic is not the right word, but that is almost what it gives.
Well, initial it's a lot. It's like overwhelming.
But I don't think that's a good thing. Because once you get to the point where you're like actually grown, and like you've gotten through the growth and like it actually hits and is beneficial, you're like, that's not where you want to be. That's just overwhelming and like ineffective and so much energy that it's almost crippling.
I think there's a tendency to feel that way at first when you start learning about self-growth and like all the different things that you can do, because there's endless things, whether it's with like your health and fitness, or whether it's with career, or whether it's with your mental health. Like there's so many different aspects to go down. So I think that initial spike of like getting so excited and almost going overboard kind of comes from the fear of like, oh my god, I've wasted so much time not doing this, I have to overcompensate now. So that's a very natural reaction. I feel that all the time,
but it's not a good feel. Like I get really uncomfortable with that feeling. Totally. Because I know it's not actually what's happening. That's just a misplacement of energy almost. But we've talked about that on the podcast. We've been in that on the podcast. And we've also been in phases like the you don't need to change episode phase, where I was so done with like growth and this idea of having to grow and having to fit everything into the concept of growth, especially on this show. Like if you guys have been listening for a while, you likely feel the same way too as we do recording this show. Like everything we come on here and do or say, I feel like it has to go back to this idea of growth. And sometimes you don't want to have to put concepts over things. You just want to live your life and like do that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, are you growing? Sure, because obviously growth comes with time. But to have to force yourself into the box of growth all the time is once again like overwhelming and just a lot of energy that you don't actually maybe always need. Sometimes I don't like over-conceptualizing things, especially these like bigger topics like growth. Over-conceptualizing to the point where you then send yourself into a spiral. That's what I don't like.
I feel the same way. I feel like I typically think I don't like to try to diagnose a situation or like make justifications for things, because you can really overwhelm yourself trying to put something in a box of like, this is for the purpose of self-growth, or I'm justifying this for this way, or I'm diagnosing how I'm feeling right now in a very specific way as if it can't change tomorrow.
Right. But even when we're not talking about growth, it is a huge part of the show, and hopefully it's a huge part about what you get out of this show. That said, I don't like over-conceptualizing it, so I want to talk about how you know you've grown, because it's often not something you actively feel happening or you're actively aware of or actively like seeking. The actual growth I feel happens when you just one day wake up and realize you're out of it. Like it's not active. It almost comes well beyond when you think it'll come, because it's just a realization one day. They're like, oh, wow, I am like so far removed from that, or so far elevated from that, or whatever the situation was where you went from it. It's not an active decision. You can't be like, oh, on Tuesday I'm gonna grow. Like what?
Well, I think
it has to be like months out type situation.
I think it's the compounding of like all of the baby steps and little habits that you're building and things that you're doing for yourself. It's not like, it's not an active decision in the sense that you're like, I am going to grow and I'm going to get over my fear of abandonment or something, if that's like an area that you want to grow in. It's not like you make that decision, you're done tomorrow. But it's almost like maybe over time you're starting to do things more independently. You're building more self-confidence just through the daily acts that you're doing, and you're listening to podcasts and you're learning things. And then all of a sudden at one point you're like, oh, hey, I actually feel like I've grown a ton in that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not something you can like feel or follow. It just happens. And so I think that's why it's the like, I love the You Don't Need Change episode or the phase, because that was like an extreme example of me being like, I am so done with having to conceptualize or feeling like you have to conceptualize or box things into like, this is growth, blah, 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 when that's not actually what it is. And my whole vibe for this entire explanation of how to know if you've grown is, if you're feeling it, you're still in it. If you're thinking about it, you're still in it. If you're aware of it, you're still in it. Kayla's taking a picture of me right now.
Speaking,
seated in the passenger seat of the car. This is so humbling. If you're feeling it, you're still in it. If you're thinking about it, you're still in it. If you're aware of it, you're still in it. My biggest take is that you've grown when you don't care anymore. Like, truly, when you have no energy to give, it would take inputs of effort to get yourself to care or spend energy on something. I don't care if it's like a positive or past or positive or negative past situation. When you are just so far beyond it is when you like truly just don't care. Mm-hmm. And not in a sense of like negatively charged don't care, but a truly like so neutral, you just don't have energy for it.
So one thing that really stood out to me when I was thinking of how to know that you've grown and that you've changed was forgetting things in your past, like literally losing the memory. And I'm not sure if this is true for everyone.
That's like a scientific, that's really, that's okay when it's like depression and anxiety phases, like chemically your brain will black out.
I think that it's really interesting to me how where I am right now, there are so many parts of my life that feel so distant and disconnected and that I've even like forgotten memories from. I know some of the hardest times in my life, like, or things that I've struggled with the most or was the most stressed out. Like, I just know in high school when I felt like I wasn't really happy with friends or I was treated badly by people, and that was a huge cause of stress for a certain period of time. And it's like, that would make me feel so awful. I remember all of the ins and outs, like every little thing someone would have said and done and all of that. I don't remember like a single detail anymore, like maybe a story or two or something, but all of these things that seem so, so dramatic when you're in it. And it's like, you know, all of the details, you know, who said what and who was dating who and who was where it happened and when it happened and what is all of this. When you've grown so far from something and you're like so unbothered by that anymore and you're so disconnected from that phase of life, you lose those memories because they're so irrelevant to your life anymore and there's no reason to hold on to them. So there's so many things that like I just completely forget. I'm like, wait, when did I know that person? Who were they? Who were they friends with? I don't know. Like, I literally forget. And then even down to more recently, like with the past few years, like I would say my phase of more disordered eating, like anxiety, all of that was, I don't know, probably 4 years ago at this point. That part of me feels so disconnected that I literally don't even remember it. Like, I talk about it and I reflect on it because it was a huge, like, propelled me into growth to have to grow out of that. But if I see old photos and videos and stuff, I'm like, I literally don't even remember that being my reality. At the same time, we moved in to a new house where we live in now probably like 5 years ago at this point. It was our junior year of high school. And I think that change of environment was so good for me. It was so healthy for me. It was like the year before we were going to college, we moved to a new house. It was in a different environment. It was a bit separated. I don't remember life in the old house. Like, I don't have memories of that. Do you at all?
Not really. Because it's, like, so, I mean, we lived there for, what, like, 9 years?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Like, a
but I don't really remember it, because now our entire life is, like, centered around this new, like, that wasn't really giving. That entire era, that entire, like, lifestyle wasn't really aligned. I guess that's a different conversation of, like,
what is aligned and what isn't.
Yeah.
But like, I agree. There's a lot that I forget. And I think that just comes with not caring. You don't have energy for it. You don't have, like, the space. And you build up so many new memories or new things that you don't have the space for it anymore because they're not relevant to you anymore. When things aren't relevant, then it's like you've grown. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of comes with negative undertones, but it doesn't. It's a positive thing in this sense.
It's like you've grown so far past that and you know you're not going back to it.
So I think that's huge, forgetting things from your past because they're just so irrelevant. Another huge sign that you've grown is being unbothered by things that used to bother you so much.
Yeah, that's again like the lack of charge, lack of energy towards things. So something that would maybe gave you such a negative, like, visceral reaction, you had so much emotion towards it, so much energy towards it, or it could be a positive thing. It could be something that made you really excited, made you really happy, gave you so much energy, and now it's just neutral. It's not negative, it's not positive, it just is. That is like a huge change in point of growth because it's not affecting you anymore. And that's what I'm saying when it doesn't, when you don't like care about it. That's like the most dumbed down explanation of it. When you're not aware about it, you're not thinking about it, like you're not feeling it, that's when you've moved past it.
Mm-hmm. I think that it works for people too, like people who maybe used to bother you so much, if you just feel kind of nothing about that now, and you're like, I don't have to like the person, but I'm not bothered by them whatsoever because my life is so independent of theirs, that you kind of recognize that you're on your own path and what anybody else does, like, doesn't need to have the power on you, like, or doesn't need to have the power over you. You've kind of let go of letting other people have any power of you. Oh my God. You've let go of letting other people have any power over you. And so, therefore, you're so unbothered by people and situations with people that used to be able to bother you so much.
Sometimes our mom will be like, ask about people who, like, are now burnt bridges, low-key.
Like, haven't been in our lives in years.
Yeah. Or she'll be like, oh my God, this is, like, you have to do this or, like, take this opportunity. She said this the other day. She's like, you have to take this opportunity because they'll be like oh my God, that's crazy that they're doing this. And Karen and I are both sitting there like, I'm gonna take the opportunity because I want to take the opportunity. Yeah. Like, I truly don't give a shit about them. Like, that has nothing to do with this at all, to the point where she's like, like, saying, and like, can you just, like, it has no place here.
Yeah.
Like, I truly don't have the energy to have this conversation right now. She's like, oh, you're better than me.
And, like, she obviously meant it in a great way. She was, like, proud of us for doing that. And I think that there was a time, so this is, like, a sign to me that I have grown, because there was a time where, like, a year or 2 years ago, like, being able to, like, publicly get some sort of revenge or, like, appear better than somebody or have,
like
a public success would be, or, yeah, seem like I'm up, would be, like, I would want people to perceive that, and I would want it to feel like revenge, whereas now I'm, like, I'm so unbothered. I'm on my own path. Like, all of my opportunities, all of my successes, any choice that I make in my life, it's solely for me. It's not for the purpose of other people seeing it and comparing themselves to it or anything like that. And I think that's huge. Like, I'm proud of that change for sure, because it feels a lot better to just do things for you than to do things with the stress of, like, this other person has to see it and feel some sort of way. Unbothered. On the note of people, I think another sign that you've grown is when you don't feel like you can relate to the people around you anymore. Sometimes you grow and the people around you, it's not necessarily, they might not be, like, bad people, and maybe you guys were all on the same wavelength and got along really well at one point, but everybody is on different paths and grows in different directions and at different rates, and so if you feel like you relate less and less to the people around you, maybe your values are changing and they're not the same anymore, that can be kind of a frustrating negative thing, and that's something that I think sometimes will hold you back from being on your own journey of growth, because sometimes it does mean you lose strength in some relationships and stuff along the way, and maybe you build other ones, but it's just inevitable that as you're growing, like, you're changing, likely for the better for yourself, but it just means that you're probably going to have less to relate to than those same people that have always been around you.
I think that's another, like, kind of a different topic, but relating to other people, you can only relate to people or connect with people to the extent that you've connected with yourself, or like to the depth that you understand yourself, or wherever you are in your understanding of like self and life and that road. Because low-key, that is linear. Like, there are levels. Some people are surface level, some people are way deep in their understanding of life and themselves, and everyone is at a different level. And sometimes people are in the same like kind of realm, and it works and aligns, and you get each other. But sometimes someone is surface level and someone is deep, and it's not going to click, because you're both going to get frustrated with each other, because the person who is more towards the surface is going to be like, why the fuck do they keep trying to like go do talk about these like deep things, or go so far? They're like, they're overdoing it. Like, they're just too much. Why are you over conceptualizing things? And then the person who is deeper is going to be frustrated in the opposite direction, being like, they're just not getting it. They don't understand. They don't. This, it's not going to work. That's not to say like someone is better or worse than the other. That's not to say the superficial side is worse than the super deep side. I think there's a happy medium, and that people should be on the happy medium. And of course, everyone can be in the middle range and kind of align. I think that's a sweet spot. Of course, if someone is way too far on one end, it's going to be really frustrating to try and like connect with them and have a conversation, because sometimes, you know, you meet the people and you're like, why can we just have, I get it, I would love to talk about this, but like, we're like, can we just talk about like, we just met, you know? Sometimes you need the superficial stuff. Like, sometimes you do.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
And then there's obviously the flip side where it's really frustrating, and like, is it not a good thing when someone is just so superficial and just does not go further? Point being, sweet spot, people, you can outgrow people. Because you're going to grow faster, you're going to get towards the middle way faster, and then other people may take way longer, or they may never get there, or they may go too far, like go in different directions. And then people who you once were on the same plane with, you're no longer the same plane. That's totally fine. Yeah. That just, like, is what it is. But understanding that, one, is going to help not get frustrated in those relationships, or know how to exit and when to exit, or when to just, like, stop being bothered by it. And two, understand, like, your growth. Because comparing
yourself to others, it's not a fun thing. But if you're understanding that, like, you grew faster in a different direction or slower than someone else, you're gonna understand where you are, and that's gonna help justify, like, you and help reinforce the idea that, like, you're doing your thing.
Yeah. And I think it's important to say grow faster or slower and also in different directions, because I want to always get rid of the connotation that, like, you're better or worse, because you can't force somebody to meet you where you're at. Everyone is always on their own journey. So also, if you feel like somebody has outgrown you in a sense, like, you don't necessarily have to take that negatively at all. It just means that you guys are growing in different directions or at different paces. I have also noticed that even just, like, being around family right now, I feel like cousins, like, as everybody grows up, you go in very different directions. Like, you don't see people as often anymore. You're not, like, kids where you're just, like, always connecting on, like, fun, like, superficial levels and stuff. So I feel like, even though I don't feel like, I would never say, like, oh, we've outgrown people, but I think everyone's growing in different directions, and it can be harder to, like, understand or relate anymore.
I do think it's interesting. So we have a decent amount of cousins. And growing up, I feel like everyone kind of sorted into, like, there were little groups of cousins or people who got along better. We've always been the youngest. We have always been the youngest. But we've also gotten along and spent a lot more time with a certain set of cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, we were obviously, like, low-key family reunion, like, night before the wedding type moment. We were getting along with a different group of cousins that we, like, formerly have not really bonded with or connected with.
We've spent the least amount of time with them,
have the least in common, like, have the least to talk about. But we were, like, talking, like, we were on the same plane.
There were things that we were able to connect with that we weren't with others anymore.
The others, it wasn't that, those conversations, like, weren't giving. And granted, no one's, like, really seen each other in a while, but I was noticing it a lot, being like, wow, this is really interesting. It feels like the tables have flipped, and, like, we're connecting with and relating to and, like, having a better time with the other group of cousins than we have with the, like, our classic group of cousins. In, like, everyone was getting along well. Everyone was, like, talking. But it was just the subtle...
No drama.
No drama. No drama. Like, a family function. Of course there was drama. But I saw that was interesting because, obviously, we, like, haven't seen a lot of these people and a lot of the family members. We've, like, gotten information through the grapevine of, like, what everyone's up to. But we also, like, I do think it's interesting. This is a side note for, like, family stuff. There's, like, half our cousins we're, like, social media friends with, or, like, we will see them or, like, text them. I could not tell the people the ones we were talking to, like, last night.
Couldn't find them on the internet.
Do not have their number. Have no way of contacting them. But, like, when we're together, like, everyone gets to, it's the funniest. Yeah, I just think that's so funny. But it's interesting to see, like, where people grow. Because, obviously, we're, like, everyone's given the space to kind of do their own thing when we're not.
I also...
twice a year that the family sees each other.
Yeah, and I think in Catherine and I always being the youngest, I think up until the past 2 years, it's like we've always been kind of the children of the group. Like, our cousins are all at least, or like, 5+ years older than us, everyone, like, on either side. And so I also think it is interesting with just us, like, growing up, the careers that we're building, the things like that, like, noticing who is accepting of that growth and who isn't is also really interesting. Like, who wants to kind of keep you in the box that they've always known you as, or who is willing to, like, appreciate and respect your growth and want to, like, get to know you at different phases of life. So I think those are all signs that you've grown. Like, if you feel like you don't have as many things to relate to as the other people that you always have, or you feel like your values have changed and are now different from them,
or as the opposite,
frustrating as it can be sometimes, it is, like, a telltale sign, and people can always maybe meet you back. Like, how many people have you been able to reconnect with again in the different phase of life? That happens sometimes too, just because we're all on different pieces.
Yeah, you grow apart from someone and then you'll, like, reconvene.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. That's just how it goes. On the front of, like, not caring or not being too invested. I think the like drama piece, obviously, look, I live for some drama. I live for good
No, you don't.
Information. Not when I'm a part of it.
Okay.
I like when it's like my friend. I don't care.
Oh, you like hearing a story from a friend.
I like hearing
it's
stories from, not like drama, yeah, but like, yeah. I love all the stories mm-hmm. from like friends, immediate friends. I don't want my friend telling me something about their friend's mutual friend. Like that, I'm like, why would I care? Like, why are we talking about this? I so just don't want to be in this conversation right now. That's what I don't like. But for the most part, when you're not involved in that, I think that's like not caring about drama, not being involved or invested or interested at all is a huge sign mm-hmm. of like growth and change. And this could be overall, like you're growing up, or it could just be friend group, social scene to social scene. Yeah. Like when you know.
Yeah. Because we all know people who are like always fighting with their friends, always fighting in relationships. I've never gotten it. Like, I'm like then why are you friends? Because they like, they're just so comfortable with the drama and with just the drama of it. Or they're always talking about someone. There's always some new person that they're talking about. Like, someone in their sorority, someone in this group, a friend of a friend. And, oh, we have to talk and deep dive into other people's relationships and be judgmental about that. And, like, oh, it's exhausting. And I think that if you hear other people speaking like that and you're just like uninterested and you're like irked by it, it literally irks me, because I'm like, if you're being this judgmental to other people and always fighting with them, I'm like, then what is our relationship? That's just what it makes me question. But I agree with Catherine that I think that the less interested you are in drama, the less judgmental you are, the less involved in drama you are, that's a sign that you've just grown so far past that. It doesn't mean that it's never going to try to find you. Like, things have definitely come at the both of us. There's but I think that we're good at, like, I will step away. I'm not going to insert myself in this. I'm not going to fight with somebody.
There's always going to be something. There's always going to be, like, potential drama or things thrown your way. But it's how you handle it is the, like, telltale sign of, like, oh, you've like grown from this if you did get into it before, or if you're just like handling things differently now. Because
I feel like the couple like bigger things that I would think of like drama coming at me or at either of us the past year, I've either like handled it in a what do I need to do to handle this and resolve this situation so that I can move forward, or I've just been like, well, this, I'm not engaging in this mm-hmm. whatsoever, and I'm stepping away from this, and I'm taking my time and energy back and not wasting it with this drama.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting to see how other people react in that setting, mm-hmm. too, because there was one, like, I guess friendship that became a little bit of drama, and then how I reacted was to put more energy into it and try and, like, fix it and save it, and how the other person reacted was, like,
with a really negative charge.
Very negative, but it wasn't aggression. It wasn't negative until it was like, okay, this is it's not working, tapping out, and then like everyone tapped out, and then it was like,
yeah. Can you tap out peacefully, or do you have to tap out aggression out or judgment?
Yeah.
I think that shows where you're at in your security with yourself. If you have to like leave something with like judgment and anger, you could just
and
be at peace.
And that's the whole like if you're feeling it, if you're thinking about it, like if you care about it, you're still in it. Because for me, I put all of my awareness and like the emotional charge and the like care of it into like, let's try, like, I want to fix this friendship. Like, let's keep it going. Whereas the flip side when I tapped out, it was like, I'm done. I've like, all of my energy is out already. Like I'm like happily and neutrally done. Whereas the other side of the situation was the flip. Throughout it was like neutral, not really caring, and then the tap out was like abundantly
aggressive.
Negative. And which is really interesting to see where you put that energy, because regardless of what side you're on or how you're reacting to something, like the energy is going to be there, whether it can either be positive or negative, and it can come in different bunches. if you will, different like amounts and strengths. But it's interesting to see how you're dispersing that energy. Yeah. And I think as you grow and get more comfortable in yourself, like, once again, it all comes back to like being comfortable in yourself and in these different situations, but where you put your energy and how you care and the like curve of your interest in something is huge. And I think getting to neutral is the end game of like you've grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a sign that you've grown, being less drawn to drama. And I also think being less judgmental of other people, because your focus is just on yourself. Like, you're not being judgmental. You're not trying to diagnose other people or put them down or like dig deep into anybody else's life, because your focus is just on your own and you're at peace with that. A huge sign that you have grown is that you take responsibility of your own life, because I think a big piece of self-growth is putting yourself in the driver's seat of your own life, taking back the responsibility, taking back the control, and building that trust with yourself that you can run your life the way that is best for you and that you should, and that you're going to run your life to the best of your ability. And so with that, I think the sign that you have successfully done that, or that you're on the path to doing that, is that you no longer make excuses or place blame on external things. Like, you're not saying, oh, I can't be fit because I can't go outside because I live in a cold environment, or oh, I don't have time to do that because I'm so busy, or I'm just not that type of person, or placing blame on other people or other factors. It's so easy to do that, but the truth of that is that while there can be validity in whatever the statement is, it's an excuse. It's placing the blame and acting as if your life is happening to you and that you are not the one driving your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you grow to the point of, I am driving my own life, and you really align with yourself and you bring yourself back to it, you're going to notice that you're not placing blame on these external things anymore. You're not making excuses, because you know that you're responsible for your own life. And other things can come at you and be factors, whether it's other people that seem like they're trying to get in your way, or environments that seem like they're not super fitting, or, you know, opportunities that you lose, or you feel like things aren't happening for you. You're always going to be able to find a way, and you're going to move past that because you're in the driver's seat. Those things, they're just the circumstances, but they're not putting you down. You still are taking the initiative in your own life. And so I think reclaiming that responsibility and noticing that you're not making those excuses anymore is one of the biggest signs that you've grown, because you can notice it in all aspects of your life. And then finally, the last point that I have of how to know that you've grown are that things that used to feel like a force to do now feel harder not to do. You know how when almost in that phase when you're kind of making excuses and feel like blame is on external things, you're not taking the action that you want to take because you're placing all this blame on external stuff.
It's an excuse to like push yourself down and limit yourself. Mm-hmm.
But then when you take that control and you take responsibility over your life and you start doing these things and you're building the habits and you transform yourself in a way, and I mean, transformation's a big word, but it just means like maybe you used to never be able to wake up early and you would waste your mornings away, but then you just decided that like there's no excuse for me not to do that, and that is going to be a better fit for my life, and it's going to feel better for me, and it's going to give me more time, and so I'm going to do this. You take the responsibility, you build the habit, you start doing it. Now it's going to feel harder for you not to do that. It's going to feel worse for you to sleep in and not get up early than to get up early, whereas it used to feel so much harder to wake up and so much better to sleep in. You've almost now reversed that because you've put yourself in the driver's seat and you've built this new habit that now, since your habit has changed, it feels more of a force to not do the thing than it feels to do it. Like, I know for myself, working out has been a huge habit for, like, I've been consistent for the past 4 years, obviously, like, you know, different sort of phases at different points, but it feels worse for me in my life now to not be consistent working out, or if I have a day where I'm planning to work out, it feels worse for me to not do it
than it does to do it. Like, I would rather, like, I crave that now because that's my habit. So it's harder for me not to do it than it is to do it.
So in that case, the energies shifted, the charges shifted. What was a positive charge before of something like skipping a workout is now a negative charge because you've shifted and grown and changed. And so your priorities and your interests and your ways of being have shifted. And so now that positive charge and the negative charge have flipped, which is really cool.
Maybe you're not perfect at these things. You don't feel like you're perfectly non-judgmental. You don't feel like you're perfectly avoiding gossip or perfectly unbothered. But nobody is. And so maybe you feel like you're just a little bit better with those things than you were a year ago. And that is validation that you are on the right path and you are doing your thing. And if nothing else, it kind of gives you this blueprint of what to look for and what to notice when you do start to notice these changes. Because we are all at different points, and Catherine and I are not perfect. Like, growth is a lifelong thing. And like Catherine said in the beginning, we never want to have to force growth and feel like we're in this constant phase of growth. Because, like, then when do you get to sit and just live and, like, enjoy and let things happen naturally? So, like, there's no right place to be. There's no perfect place. And nobody is, like, I don't know, 100,000%, like, on the other side and fully grown. That's not possible. That doesn't exist.
If you guys have not listened yet, we have two habits up. One on workouts, one on nutrition. And those are more, like, tactical habits. So every Thursday, we're hitting a little mini episode during the summer series. So go check that out. And we will also be back next Monday with a full episode. So you guys are getting double episodes for a moment here. And so thank you guys for listening to both. If you want to check out more Girls with Goals pod merch, the link is in the bio. Or no, merch link is in the description if you want to get a nice white beachy summer hoodie going on. And you can also check out our personals at Catherine Kneen, at Caroline Kneen, TikTok, Instagram. Those are all linked below for more content, day in the life, like actual glimpses. True. Glimpses into this. And we will see you guys next episode.
Bye.